Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Southern Charm. And first off, Leah, I don't know if you noticed, but okay, so I went to upload our podcast yesterday. When did we podcast last? Friday? Saturday? I don't know. 2 days ago?
I don't,
Saturday.
yeah.
Saturday? Sunday? Doesn't matter.
I can't,
Two
yeah, I
days
can't
ago. I
remember.
can't keep my it's already on Monday. It feels like it's Thursday. It's only Monday. I went to go upload our Real Housewives episodes, and what was on the screen? Southern Charm is back. That episode pending upload. I never uploaded the first episode of us
Oh,
rehashing Southern Charm. I mean, I did
that's all
that
right.
day. So we had three episodes post, even though one was like a week delay, but whatever.
That's okay.
It still got out before this one. So,
Yeah.
but I was like, oh, at least it was the first episode. So maybe people didn't know if we were really podcasting it or not, you
Yeah, so that's okay. It's
know.
fine.
But now we're on episode two, and I feel like we have really upped it. Like, I feel like this was a top-notch episode. Top-notch. Best new age Southern Charm episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, my only complaint was a little too much filler shit on Madison. I
Yeah,
wanted to see
we're
more
not
at
going to
the
talk about
bottom.
that, right? Like, we can, like, let's get all that out right now. Let's do that right
Yeah.
now. Let's, yeah. Ugh. Too
I
much.
never was a fan of her, and it
Yeah.
is very interesting how quickly she totally morphs herself into a totally new human being.
I mean, isn't that Southern Belles, you know, Southern, like hot, like you're good, you know, not saying all, but you know, the stereotypical Southern girl, which I would say is Madison, who the way she's acting with Brett is exactly what I'd expect out of her. The only thing I really liked about Madison is when she was just going like at the guys, you know, like she was one of the only ones that would do that. But that is outside of that, now she's cool with everyone. What else she got? Because it can't just always be about, you know, Austin. Like, that can't be the one thing I like about you. But yeah,
Well,
Hersha is dry. I'm
like,
tired.
I don't need to hear a story about how you almost killed your
Oh my
husband by
God, the
feeding
cat.
him something that he's allergic to. Like, she made it seem
Okay.
like a cute story. I'm like, that's pretty fucked up. I'm sorry.
He is a great partner for not, and I get what she was saying of like, you know, and he didn't say anything, but I'm like, girl, how the fuck did you like carrots? He's allergic to carrots, and you but like how did you not register that? I don't know. Why do you have carrots in the house?
Right.
What kind of allergy is this?
Also, that does suck. I love carrots, so that
I
would
know,
be
I
a
love carrots, especially in a pot roast. Like, I was like,
Oh,
it's so funny when Madison's saying that, like, I make a darn good pot roast. I'm like, bitch, everybody makes a good pot roast.
it's not that
Ever.
hard.
You know, it's like everybody's got the best pot roast, please. Yeah, no, even her stuff with Anita, it's like, okay, we get it, you all are friends again because you're drama was kind of petty last season, and it was stupid. Like, it was so filler though. Yeah, like I was just like, okay, yeah, back to the shit we want to see. Back to Taylor, back to Olivia, back to any of the guys. Even the Taylor and Leva part, which was kind of filler, was very entertaining.
Okay. Filler, but it also brought more to the storyline. Like it showed a lot more about Taylor and her personality.
Yeah, let's talk about Taylor and her personality. What is this? She quit her job as a orthodontist assistant, an assistant to an orthodontist. I
Yeah.
don't know what you'd call that. And now she's pitching a cocktail in a can to Leva.
I guess I'm just confused as to is everywhere in Charleston short? Like, are they fully staffed as her position? Because there can't be, it can't be either you quit your job in like the healthcare and then boom, No one wants to hire you and you have to do a canned cocktail. Like, I guess I'm confused by the correlation.
Yeah, and it's also like, we said it on the podcast last season how it was fucked up for Shep to be expecting her to just quit her job, whatever. But also at the same time, she's an adult. If she wants to do that, she can do that just like she can. It's not like he, sorry, hear this motorcycle. Ugh. It's not like he ripped her world out from under her, and like she quit her job to travel, and then they broke up after. I mean, like you weren't going to be able to travel with the, I mean, I just don't understand.
Well, and also it's not like they relocated to a place she's not familiar with.
Right.
Like she's
Can you not get
literally
your old job back?
back to square one, or is no other
Another
place.
place, or is there not another like job you can do within that field until like a position fills? I mean, I'm just, you know, I mean,
I would
until a
have.
position opens for you. I just am surprised.
Well, I would have like respected more if she's like, yeah, I kind of realize that's not what I want to do anymore.
Yeah, and
Like,
I'm just don't know what I want to do. But no, she's
I mean,
like,
we've Sierra from Summer House has kind of admitted that, she got a little burnt out. She doesn't know if that's what she wants to continue doing. Sure. Not like you can't find a job. I'm sorry, I just don't understand that.
yeah, it's like I'd rather you just be real with me. You're on a reality TV show. You're going through Bravo. You're about to have like a semi-good season, you know, to potentially be brought back depending on how it ends and who you're still connected with and how the reunion goes, of course. But she, I'm sure you don't want to be working as an orthodontist assistant and be on Southern Charm when all your little friends don't really have real
Job.
jobs.
Yeah. And she is very, very lucky that she's got this Austin stuff going
Oh
because
my God.
she would not be asked back because she's not
Yeah.
bringing anything else. I did love, Leva just being a good friend, a little crossover with Southern Hospitality, which can't wait for that to come back
Cannot
too.
wait. Yeah, I liked their conversation and I liked how Taylor was really honest with herself. I mean, like, I don't mind Taylor. I really don't, even though I know where what's gonna happen. I still don't. Look, I'm just gonna say this. Let me just get this out of the way, okay? Let me just get this out of the way. Do I think it's shitty that Taylor was sneaky about it to Olivia when Olivia was asking her directly? Yes. Do I think that she needed to share that they slept together? I actually don't. I actually don't. They weren't dating. It's their sexual, it's their life, whatever. Now, but when it comes straight, I mean, you gotta be willing to deal with the consequences, though, of like how that might hurt people. Like when your friend, your real friend, asks you if you slept with her ex, knowing that it would hurt her, you should be honest with her, even because it's what it's her ex. Like, just be honest and be like real about it. I don't, that's what I don't get. But the as for like, and Shep can go, like, it's the same thing for Austin
He
and
looks,
Shep.
sorry. Shep
Awful.
looks oof, like he's been through some shit since last season.
I just want to get it out there
Yeah,
that I don't give a shit that they slept together. I actually don't think it's anyone's business. It's just the fact that they're gonna lie to their real friends about it when it comes out like that. You just gotta be prepared. That's it.
Yeah. I did love though that she also admitted that she just said that shit to hurt Craig.
Yes.
But see, that's fine. If you
I
admit
like
that,
that.
boom.
But I
Sometimes
think
you,
this is probably as real as she's gonna, like, I don't know.
yeah. I mean, that's what we want. Like,
Yes.
get you were mad. You just wanted to say, be
Yeah.
petty, be a bitch about it. That's fine.
Yeah.
I,
Own it.
because we've all said shit that we didn't mean to say. It was good that she was being real about that,
And
or real.
quickly, like, it didn't take her, we're all. Little Whitney Rose, Wild Rose. Yeah, it's not like she waited until the reunion when everyone got on her. It's like, what the fuck? And she's like, yeah, I was just saying that to her. No, she next day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like this from her. What I don't like in the same conversation is like how she just shifts to like all this. She's still just hurting over Shep. I mean, that's it's wild. I mean, I feel bad for her that she's still in that headspace.
Well,
Ugh.
I mean, I'm not even thinking she should be totally over
Yeah,
it,
right.
but
Yeah.
the like extreme emotion she's still getting about it is like
The anger,
shit.
which has me wondering, like, are we missing something? Were they still talking up? But like, I know that they did she really? I don't know. There must be more conversations. The fact that Shep is keeping tabs on her through Austin is weird to me. It's like, what? You're just gonna keep having your fun and just when you're ready,
It's not a good
finally, when
look.
you know, you're gonna swoop in and get her before she is fully with someone else. I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about fun stuff. I want to talk about JT. I want to talk about JT. It's our new person, and I'm actually like, I'm gonna go out and say he was my favorite of the episode. Was
I mean,
JT.
coming right out of the gate, swinging up.
Home run. I know they're golfing, but home run.
Yeah, wow.
Hole in one. There you go.
Yeah, it was impressive. I was like, oh, we're getting into this right away. We're not sugarcoating anything. Good, because it didn't drag this shit out for, four more episodes. Boom.
Was
He
like
went right
boom,
for it.
boom, boom, but only because of JT. So who is JT? JT's just met them randomly out drinking, like at the local bars. He just moved there after COVID or during COVID. He's during COVID, he said.
Yeah, I just love these like stories between all our the shows that we watch. Oh, we've known each other we've been friends for 12 years. It's like, what? There was just some like weird, like obscure shit that's how they know each other. But yeah, he
Yeah.
just moved down
Just
there and doesn't plan to leave.
has a house in London. Yeah, okay. But he's also really close with Taylor. She went with him to, she stayed with him in his London house with other friends for the World Cup. Oh, which is like, and he's obsessed with Taylor, and he's very open about his love for Taylor. He's not creepy about it. I don't find him creepy at all.
No. No,
But
there's been creepier dudes on this show.
yeah, for sure. But I really like JT. I like that he's asking the questions. I like that he's being honest about himself. I'm liking him. I think it's hilarious that he told Austin that he has never had his beer before, but he'll have a Jack and Diet Coke or whatever.
Oh, hilarious.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up a side note. Austin and Craig's podcast,
Oh, pillows and beers, I think it's
yeah,
called.
is going to be stopping in my neck of the woods in November.
Not in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Shut up. Are you gonna go?
I don't know. I could see my mom wanting to go if we could get cheap enough tickets.
Surprised. I guess Sam wouldn't. It's not, as if it was summer
Summer,
house, Sam would
yeah.
go. Yeah. I would, November. Send me those dates. Maybe I'll ride up.
Yeah.
I might ride up for that. That would be fun. Anyways, that's good. I like that. Look, I said it before. I don't know what it is about Austin, but I'm not like into Austin. Please don't get it wrong. But I am so entertained by Austin. If Austin was ripped from the show, what would we have? I mean, Craig would
Yeah,
be leading it, but
I'm not as anti-Austin as I am some of the other
Yeah, I'm so
people on the show.
anti-Shep.
I do think he's a mess, and that's kind of what I enjoy or entertain or find entertaining about him, is that he like time and time again, he's just an idiot and could do so much better things. But
Yeah.
I do love this, find out that, Taylor had slept over at his house. Did anything happen? He looks down and to the left, like,
Not
dude does not
down
have a
and
good
to the
poker
left.
face.
He looked down and to the left. It's the way Craig said it to Shep.
Well,
Like, and the way
the
that
funniest
Craig is producing this whole thing, by the way, like,
Well, the fact that he like said it so, I mean, to the viewers, it looked like he said it so loudly to Shep. It's not like he's like, "Hey, Shep, do you want to come to the
yeah,
bar?"
Austin
And
totally heard
said,
it.
he literally just turned and said, "He's
He
lying."
lying. He's lying. He looked down into the left. Like, I honestly, even though, okay. Again, I mean the same thing for Austin as I do for Taylor in the situation. I don't care that they slept together. I knew that that shit was going to happen. It's doesn't matter. They're not being disloyal to each other. They're just being disloyal to their friends when they want to know whatever. Even though, again, it shouldn't even matter. Like, you're not with them. Like, why do you, like, why are, like, who cares? It's my sex life. Like, whatever. They're not cheating on you with me.
No.
Anyway, all that to say, just look feeling bad for Austin. Why? I think it's because like Craig was doing such a good job. Craig knew what he was doing. Craig
Oh yeah.
was not be going as hard
No.
if Cam, like, come on, right?
Austin
He dead
had,
ass knew that he was lying though
yeah.
instantly, and he just was like stirring
Well,
it.
Austin looked so sad because he had no one on his side. Shep, who usually is like easygoing. You could tell that actually really did bother Shep.
Who fucking who? I don't
Yeah.
care, Shep.
No. I'm
I
totally
know,
fine
I
with
know.
it.
I'm just like, I don't feel bad
But
for you. But
the thing that gets me though is Craig keeps like kind of hammering down that, like, once they break up, like, you gotta be on your boy's side, all this shit. And then he's on Watch What Happens Live with Austin's ex. He's going on dates at or double dates with Madison and her husband. So like that is so fucking Craig though. Like
yeah.
he's gonna hammer. I know nothing is happening with him and Madison, and even before she got married, nothing ever would.
Yeah.
But still, you're kind of crossing, boundaries of, Austin's by doing the same thing.
I completely agree. Craig, don't get me wrong, Craig was great this
Oh
episode, and
yeah.
I need him to keep doing this.
Craig in Southern Charm, I enjoy more than Summer House and Winter
Oh,
House.
he's such an asshole.
He's such a drunken dick in both Summer
Yeah.
House and Winter House.
Yeah. But you know what? Is it because it's less edited? You know, like, are we
Yeah.
getting more of the actual Craig in Winterhouse? I think so.
Well,
You
yeah.
get to see some of the nicer parts of him on this show where he really gets to hide behind a lot of things
Where
and
he just
a
has to
lot of
plan for
people.
a dinner or
Yeah.
an outing, not a, cameras all in the house.
Yeah, monitoring you. Like, the cameras go home, the crew goes home, but you still got surveillance, seeing you stomp around and be a dick.
Yeah.
We're on here. We just have to watch you talk to Paige about the same issue you all are going to have in your relationship always. Anyway, I loved that he just kept saying, does it bother you? Like, I've never seen things bother you, Shep. I'm just never, you just never really showed it. Like, we knew you cared, but this is like, oh, so it really does bother you. And Austin's like, I'm right here. Okay, but let's rewind, because what started this was JT saying to Shep, why aren't you, like, I'm not a relationship counselor, but why did you end
Break
things,
up.
like, break up with, like, why would you not
You need to
being
try
with
it and
Taylor.
marry that girl.
Yeah, my advice, you gotta try and marry that girl. Like full on, like going there, right? Even got Shep over here at the bar later, be like, I mean, man, is he right? She did love me. I mean, like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. But JT is what stirs the pot by saying, well, I guess Craig is the one that says that JT lights up when Taylor walks in the room. And Austin says, well, I
Idiot.
light up. No, like, are you dry
You
without it?
set yourself up, Austin. So I can't,
Y'all might as
like.
well have fucking lightning bolt necklaces at this point. Like, why are you doing this? And she stayed in the guest room. Oh God.
I didn't know she stayed there. What do you mean you didn't know she stayed there? You didn't watch her leave. If you really cared about her, you would have made sure that she got home safely in her Uber. And you would have waited for her to text you back saying, I'm home, because that's what a good friend does. But that's not what happened because, yeah, we know.
Fuck. But yeah, he's like, well, I light up when Taylor walks in. Does that mean I'm in love with her? And JT,
It's
that's a
all.
perfect sec. That's like a let me lob this up for you, JT, so you can knock this out of the park and just ruin my entire night.
It almost was if he was like actually asking them, like, hey,
Am I
does this
in
mean
love
you
with
really
her?
like her? It
Yeah. Guys. I need some advice. Maybe you know what? Maybe I. This is what. That's what you should have done. Like maybe I do love her. And then when JT says that she stays nice, like I didn't sleep with her, but maybe I want to. But too late. But he wonders. JT wonders if Austin is violating bro code with Shep, and. By having her stay the night. And when he says that, I mean, you see Austin's face look like, oh my God, like you fucking like she stayed the night at your house. Like they both jumping on, like, wait, what? Like that is weird. Like, well, is it weird that they he said, yeah, it was we all went back to your place. And something about like he like left and he wanted to get breakfast the next morning. And Taylor's the one, I think, who said like she was just leaving, which is so stupid on her part too. It's like if y'all are gonna do something that you don't want people to find out about,
Be
you
better.
don't want people, then just get the story straight. That first talk about like, are we gonna tell anybody? No. Okay, so what are we gonna say? Happened tonight. I mean, Jade, we had a witness. Like, come on. These people are just so not,
Well,
yeah, not smart.
in Austin, that's what you get for all those short jokes you were making to JT.
Yeah, he
Just gave
came.
him ample reasons to fire back at you. And now this is like not even just funny shit he's coming at you for. It's like this is some serious shit.
I think my favorite question that was asked, though, was when Craig said, have you kissed? But he's like, and that's when he looks down into the left.
Best was Craig's
have
like,
you
all right, I want to get a
kissed?
drink. He's like, he's definitely lying.
And Austin knew he instantly failed. Like, you could just see the face. Like, it was so sad. Like, them talking about him, it's almost like he's evicted, like he's out of the game. He's out. So funny. He's just like, listen. He's like, listen, listen, no, listen. Like, and he had just the worst answers for everything. I really liked the other friend, Roddy. So there's two Rods. We got to talk about Rod and
Rodrigo.
Olivia.
Yeah. So there's Rod, Rodrigo, Rod, and Olivia, which I can't believe we didn't even talk about this yet.
Yeah, let's talk about this. We'll come back.
Yeah.
There's
Side, what
still
we're gonna
more.
sidebar.
Yeah. This. I did not know. Not know. I'm going with Jenna Lyons over here. Not by the way, I went to side note, extra side note. We went to a thrift store this weekend and I got a J. Crew shirt and I wore it to work
Nice.
today. And I was like, I'm like Jenna Lyons. Anyways, yes. So Olivia and Rod.
Yeah, they had some really great chemistry. It was playful, it was fun, he was funny. The preview though, because they didn't mention once on here this episode how Rod and Austin would know each other, but in the preview, he's, giving him a heads up that he went on a date with her. So I wonder how they're connected.
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, I was almost, I'm feeling it must be distant friends, you know? Like maybe something like that. And maybe that they're meeting just because they're filming. I don't know. He must know someone in the group. When Olivia said that she met him, it was like they were just at a bar and they were chatting it up. But I think they're probably at a bar, like friends of friends, probably, you know, like someone in the group has to extendedly know it. But I don't think that it's probably a really deep. Austin's
Connection.
from Charleston, right? I
I
think
think
so.
so.
So it could be one of those old school, I don't know. He seems about the same age. I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious. I was getting that they don't, that they're not really that cool. Like they don't really know each other that well from the preview. Even though he was telling him, like giving him warning that, oh, I felt like it was just like courtesy because we're filming. But I'm curious to see if they fluff the relationship in any way, if it's, or if it is actually something. But I love that he was very thoughtful and got her the special gluten-free bread, and it wasn't cheesy. Their like the conversation it flowed. Yeah, I agree. They had good chemistry. I'm usually not about scenes like this, but this was like the only filler scene I was actually really okay.
Because I feel like
Okay.
it's kind of setting us up a little bit for the future.
Yeah, and I like that she's still just like her. She's very different than how Taylor is about Shep. Even though Olivia was with Austin for a lot shorter, it was not as serious. Like, so I understand. I shouldn't even talk about. I was gonna say how she's taking a lot better, but as I'm saying it, I'm like, it was totally different. Taylor was in a real long relationship. She would be taking it better. So it's unfortunate, but I like how Olivia's handling her single life and how she's handling breakup with Austin. Like, I like
100%.
this. It's not making me like, okay, girl, like, let it go. I'm here with it. I want to go back to the boys.
Yes.
Because I was dying at a few things, like outside of the awkwardness of did they, didn't they, Austin and Taylor. But I was also dying at, we were talking about how there were like the Housewives shows we've been watching, they were playing these stupid games. There were some stupid questions asked in this outing. When was the last time you had sex? Is what Austin asked JT. I think just to get back at JT for, and it didn't really. It's also kind of weird because then Austin answers it, says it was 6 days ago, and says it was a conjugal visit. So you know, maybe someone that he sees every now and then, I was guessing what that meant. And they were like, oh, is it someone that we know? He's like, yeah, maybe. It's like, Like, what are you doing here? So that killed me. And also, when they ask when was JT's longest relationship, and he said that he was full ass married for like 6 or 7 years, I was dying, but that was his last serious relationship. Poor guy. He seems like a nice guy, but I can also see how he doesn't get the
Well,
girl.
and when he's talking about it, it's like, it's a great love story. And then he starts talking, and Craig's like, well, it's not that great of a love story.
Also totally agree with JT of like, look, because okay, side
No, it
note.
was like
Oh,
it
go ahead.
I get it. I was just so like Craig's being such a little douche by saying, well, it's not that great.
It's not that great. Yeah, it's so funny. Especially I loved the scene when he says, they're like, what is she doing now? She married a ski instructor and lives in the Alps. And he just and the camera goes to him just looking over the balcony with his cup. It was very Michael Scott. It was very great.
Yes.
I was like, he's killing me. I also love that they hopped to like three different bars. I was here for that.
Yeah, because I love a good bar hop. So
And they were
different vibes at each one. Well, I love there was a little different vibe each one. It was great.
most that they were saying, let's leave and like drop the topic of our exes. Like, let's stop talking about our exes. Let's go on to the next bar. Then they get to the next bar, start talking about it. All right, let's stop talking about this behind. Start talking about it again.
Well, and what I do love, as much as I can't stand the men of Southern charm, you can tell when they go out that they're actually like friends and it's not forced. Where, we've seen in the past with like some like Summer House, it's like awkward. The guys
Yeah.
don't know what to say to each other besides like Carl and Kyle, but everyone seemed like they actually knew each other and were friends.
Yeah,
So that
for
made it a lot
sure.
better.
Yeah, like Rodrigo, who knew Austin back when he was normal, he said, LOL. He said, well, he was always kind of a douche. is mutual best friends, like has mutual best friends with Austin. So it's not like, again, it's not like they're like close, but they were all just vibing. Like they seem like they actually hang out though. They actually go out and get together. This season is going to be good. I'm really excited to see the next episode with Olivia and Shep talking and Olivia and Taylor talking. It's like okay, this is a lot on Austin and Shep, the Shep of it all. But I need to bring the ladies in. I need to see what Olivia and Taylor are up to with this. I need to see how Taylor handles this. I know she doesn't handle it well because she lies about it.
I love even yeah in the preview Shep kind of bringing it and Taylor or Olivia was like very taken aback by it
Yeah.
and it seems like from Madison already kind of planting the seeds that like we all kind of think some weird shit's going on here.
Yeah, Taylor's acting skills though need work. But she's like, what? She said, I think Austin is, I don't know, she gave Austin another weird compliment.
He's
And
so great to his friends.
she's like, what? Austin? Like about like oh like he's in love with you really? Oh, girl, please bye. You know this. I know that if they were honest, that Olivia and Shep would still be mad about it, but they would have gotten over it. I think that it's just like the. It playing out this way. It's just what's gonna make it look worse. But still at the same time, I think that it shouldn't matter. It's just the betrayal of the friendship. But at the same time, it's not really betrayal. This is not a Scandoval situation at all.
No,
People are trying
we're
to be
not
like
comparing
it's just
it.
someone,
It's
no
not.
one's cheating here. Like, and no one's even really betraying, like, no one's really even lying to a friend. It's just that. They don't want to say that they had sex with someone that you had sex with and were with, and like you're no longer with them. This isn't gonna keep, get you all back. If this didn't happen, you all wouldn't have gotten back together. It's not like you all were working on getting back together, and this has now ended things, or like y'all can't be friends, or I don't know. I have strong feelings about it. I feel like people are, I'm all about own your shit though, but I'm just
Yeah,
still
it's
like at the same time feel like it's not their business.
yeah,
I don't
no,
know.
and I
You're onto
agree.
that in
This
TV show.
isn't a scandal because now everyone thinks everything in any relationship breakup is a ratings grab. It's not. I'm so sick of seeing it. Like, side note
I
about
still think
Lindsay
that
and Carl, they're like, this is
Vanderpump
just,
was.
they're like, this is just their own scandal. It's like, do you know who Lindsay Hubbard is? You think she would do this as a PR move? Bull fucking shit. I'm sorry. Not happening.
Poor Lindsay.
And it's, you know, Austin and Taylor, people were talking about them that they should be together last year. So
Yeah.
this is least surprising of
I would
news.
ship it, whatever. Do it. Like, I like, why didn't you all? Like, that's what I'm conf no, I don't think anyone would have been super shocked. I think Olivia would have gotten over and been like, wow, at least he's treating you better than he ever treated me. It makes sense.
And
He was
Shep,
never, he never really like she doesn't like they're not the same people. Like Shep
no.
and Austin are different, and so are Olivia and Taylor. I
And I
feel like
think,
they actually go together kind of well.
and if Austin would have just came to Shep, I think he would have been okay. I mean,
He's gonna say, man, I can't do anything about it. It kind of sucks. Like, you know, I thought I was gonna marry the girl, but I mean,
he's not going to go on a rampage against him, you know?
let's be real though. I'm sure having sex with Austin was way better than having sex with Shep. I
Yeah,
mean,
he looks
look
rough.
bad. And the way he was talking about his Australian trip as if he, I just feel like he's all talk. Like, oh yeah, I got these girls, these twins. And I'm like, yeah, bullshit. Or if he did, it's only because they knew you were Shep and they thought they're going to get, you know, something out of it, like
Yeah,
a
come
free
on.
drink. Like, I just, I don't know. I just think Shep is really going through it. I think he's been going through a midlife crisis for a really long time, even though
Couple
he's
seasons
not
here.
old enough really to. But yeah, for real. And Whitney, I forgot we saw Whitney and Patricia in this episode today, too. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, are we doing any? Like, Whitney, are you, where weren't you at boys' night? Like, what's. Why didn't you go out to the bar with them? It's not nice enough for you, so you don't go out. Like, then why are you on the show?
Was it last season that it was the Naomi and
Yeah. That
you?
was what he gave us last season. So, what is Taylor going to go for Whitney this season? She's not, she doesn't have the brains for him. The she's not well read.
Intellect.
The intellect. Like, God. Anyways, my favorite was JT. Who was your favorite?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with JT too. He brought a lot.
Yeah.
He
It's
brought
either
a
gonna be
lot to
him
that
or
too.
Austin for me, honestly. Which is wild. I can't believe I just said that. Austin's been a favorite of mine before, but I just still can't believe I'm there. I'm not an Austin stan, but I am there. I am up there. I will go to, I am thinking about, yeah, let me get my ass up to Wisconsin for
Pills and
November.
beer. Yeah.
Is it a weekday? Do we know? Do we know
Let's see
that?
here.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's see when
Oh,
it
it's a
is.
Tuesday.
What time's it at?
8 p.m.
Okay.
The
Okay. Okay. What's the date?
Tuesday, November 7th.
Okay. Do we have ticket prices?
Let's see here. Between $35 to $45.
My
Let's
God, they're
see.
cheap too. Okay. Literally over here pulling up my calendar on my second screen. I mean, that would be kind of fun, right? Would it
I
not?
just don't know where the seat. Oh, it says preferred seating, so I don't know what that means.
Oh,
So
it's
I'll
like
have to
an
look more
actual
into
seating.
it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it offline. Maybe
Yeah.
that's something I can come up there for. But my least favorite though was Shep.
Yeah. The same.
Easily Shep. Now, next episode, though, it's gonna be good. We are also getting, well, we just had a new episode of Real Housewives of New York last night. And we're gonna have a new episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City tomorrow night. We just rehashed both of the last episodes, though, just the other day. But yeah, that's all Bravo. Bravo, bravo, bravo. It's Jen Shah who Bravo is giving, even Southern Charm.
Yeah, every show I'm loving.
Yeah. But anything else you want to talk about?
No, just don't forget to follow us on social media on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.